there's a school out in the Midwest that they got a lot of money from a guy, and so they had to name their new gym, their new fitness room, after him. His name was Roger T. White. I'll tell you next what they ended up naming it, and you'll find it hard to believe that the fitness room ended up having this name, and nobody said anything before they let it out to the press and got hammered. I'll tell you the story next. This 102.3 WBAB. Double Shot Thursday, Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Double Shot Thursday, through from the Beatles. 7:34, Roger and JP. Rain now, maybe some snow tomorrow morning. So, you know how things get named, things when you have, you know, people give you money, so you name them. Stadiums, it happens.
Yeah.
Well, in Wisconsin, they have a middle school, Myers Middle School, and they are the Myers, I think, the Myers Pride, like Lions, you know, like Hofstra. So, they're going to have a new fitness room, and it's going to be called the Pride Fitness Room, and they're looking for benefactors. So, a credit union steps up, Royal Credit Union, that's good. A rich businessman from the area, this guy, Roger T. White, he gives a lot of money. So, and I read, an enthusiastic Myers Middle School principal proudly announced the name of their new facility, taking into account the major players. The Roger T. White Pride Fitness Room, as presented by Royal Credit Union. But as Principal Chuck spoke to the local paper, the reporter said, that's a little bit heavy on the tongue. It's like, it's really a long name. He agreed, pondering that maybe they would just shorten it to the White Pride Fitness Center.
That's, oh, Jesus.
And he didn't even occur to the guy. He said, well, oh, you know what? That's okay. Good. We'll call it the, in listen, the press. So he's saying this live and they're quoting him, the White Pride Fitness Center. And then the internet exploded.
Good for him if it didn't occur to him.
Didn't even.
But it had to occur to somebody. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, well, it occurred to the newspaper instantly.
Somebody had to be like, excuse me, Mr. Principal?
The White Pride Fitness Center?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, just maybe you might want to put the Roger T. back in front of that.
Yeah, no kidding. Even so. And so they get crushed in social media, like, we didn't even, and it really sounds very innocent, the way it happened live in front of the newspaper reports.
But, okay, so it didn't get to the point where it was all the way, like, it was named. Like, there would, like the signs weren't up.
Well, his quote was put in a news article, the whole thing. It'll be called the White Pride Fitness Room, and the school was accused. Why is it people in this country feel the, I mean, they got crushed instantly on social media.
Right.
So, and everybody assumed from outside of the area that they were being racist. But the guy was like, there was nothing about it. The guy's name is Roger T. White.
Understood.
And we're the pride.
Understood. I'm just saying, like,
and he insisted they strive to be culturally aware and sensitive.
Of course. I thought it got all the way to the point where the sign was up on the building. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, right. Okay. It just got in the press and to the internet. Does it need to go anywhere else?
No, not anymore. But I thought it got, like, I thought that happened and it got all the way to that. Because I'm like, if it got all the way to there without
that
one person saying a word, that's a different ballgame.
The White Pride Fitness.
That's a whole different ballgame. This is just a blunt. You know what? It's almost refreshing. If you think that the guy genuinely never even went down that road.
Yeah.
You know, never even went down that road.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we're from New York and we're highly jaded. And the first thing we would have been like, dude, what are you, nuts? What?
7:37.
That's right.
Time for the roads. And here's Ted Linden.
Southern Parkway westbound as you make your way into
Tom Petty. It's 7:46. Just told a story I found of a school in Wisconsin that had a guy named Roger T. White donate a lot of money for the fitness room. And they were the pride, like a bunch of lions, like Hofstra. And so they called it the White Pride Fitness Room and realized in front of the press, oh, yeah, that's probably not going to sound great. We have a guy in the line. You're going to love this guy who's been on hold, we've been talking to while you went to get coffee.
Why?
Oh, you're going to love him. He's got a whole thing about whether it's right or it's wrong and how it should be done and the whole thing.
Whether it's right or wrong.
Right.
What's right or wrong?
Whether people should be offended, whether it's ridiculous, whether it's not. The
whether
whole thing.
It's right or wrong to have a white pride. Oh, this would be good.
Talk to him next. It's 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. Double Shot Thursday. Well, I'm 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. It's 7:50. Double Shot Thursday. Two from Petty. I just told you a story about a fitness room at a school in Wisconsin. They are the pride, like lions, like Hofstra. And they have the Pride Fitness Center, and they put out bids for people to have it named after them if they donated money.
By the way, I was always against Hofstra changing the name from the Flying Dutchman to the Pride. So lame.
It was bad to bad.
The Flying Dutchman was cool.
You thought so?
Yeah. The pride.
Pretty sure guys in wooden shoes and tights.
Whatever.
With little wings on their head like the Flying Nun.
I don't know. It's just cooler than the pride, but I digress. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, this was the Pride Fitness Room. So the guy who, local prominent businessman, donated a lot of money for their fitness room at the middle school was Roger T. White. So it was the Roger T. White Pride Fitness Room brought to you by Royal Credit Union. They shortened it because it was just a mouthful. To the White Pride Fitness Room. And it got shortened in a discussion with the principal in front of the press. So the quotes are in the article, and that's just the way it's going to be. And the internet exploded about it.
And the
I can't believe they'd have the White Pride Fitness Room.
And the press took the flame.
That's exactly right.
Right.
So I told you that story. And now we have a guy on the line who would like to express his opinion on the whole thing and talk to us about it. Good morning. Go ahead. What's your thing about it? Go ahead.
Yeah, the problem with the White Pride Fitness Center, what they really got to do is examine who are the people that think there's something wrong with it. It's named after a guy whose name is White.
Right.
They could have, but listen.
And they're the pride.
You know the world we live in, and all they had to do was put the guy,
look at the people who say it. It's their problem. If it was
So,
that's okay.
But listen, I mean, Stop. You know what's going to happen. You know the reality of the whole thing is. You know how it sounds. You know how it comes off.
You can't pander.
You're not pandering to anybody. You're using common sense. Stop it.
Common sense says his name is White.
Yeah, okay. So put the Roger. What do you lose by putting the Roger T. White back in front of it? Nothing.
And you take out pride.
Nothing.
There's nothing White Fitness wrong Center with the name. I mean, I have my bumper sticker for my store. I got my rim job at Al's Hubcaps.
Listen, if you put...
If you're a pervert, you're going to think something's wrong with it.
You know what?
Rim fix, you're going to think, I got my rim job.
Change the name of your business.
Different than an adult.
Listen.
Something wrong with an adult.
White Pride? Am I really arguing with you that the name White Pride is probably a bad idea? You're talking about what? I mean, what goddamn world do you live in?
I live in a world where I don't accept any kind of racist act whatsoever. And people that think there's something wrong, then there's something wrong with them. Don't change the name of the guy who donated, who was nice enough to give a huge amount of money. Why penalize him?
All right. I mean, I see his point.
Okay.
I see what you're saying about what world you live in, so you don't want to leave it out there, but I see his point. There's nothing racist whatsoever about it.
Okay. So let's just say the team's name, instead of the pride, let's just say it was the Honkies.
Okay.
And Arthur T. Kill was the guy who donated the money. You think they're going to leave Kill Honkies on the side of a building? They're not leaving Kill Honkies on the side of the building.
Entertaining.
Right.
The Kill Honkies fitness room is pretty funny.
You know? I mean, stop it. The Yankees don't play at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
They play at George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. Why? Because his money built it. And he deserves to have his whole freaking name in front of it. Stop.
I get his point, though.
I get his point, but you...
the world we live in.
Are we going to pretend that we don't live in a world that's got filled with racism and how that people can get upset?
It's a surface thing, but you got to deal with it.
Kill Honkies would be funny.
It would be.
Maybe we can get the after
just
college,
for the laugh. You have to
maybe after College Hunks is done with the with the studio sponsorship, you and I could chip in some money. We'll call it the Kill Honky Studio.
7:54. It's time for the Rose. Here's Ted.
Quite a few things going on here this morning. Southern Parkway eastbound now at exit 42. We've got an accident.
102.3 WBAB. Roger and JP. It's 7:58. It is the world we live in. You can't deny that.
I'm well aware.
I mean, you said it, and you're correct in that. But it is a shame that Roger T. White can't give money to the Pride Fitness Center.
He can, and he did.
Right.
And they could name it
and
the
Roger... And
they
can't call it the White Pride Fitness Center. It has nothing to do with race, but on the surface, would knee-jerk.
Okay, take out the race out of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
They shorten the guy's name,
yes,
but not the name of the bank. Right?
Well, that's true.
So it was the Roger T. White... Pride Fitness Center,
brought to you by Royal Credit Union.
Right. They didn't shorten that up.
they
just wanted to get the extra money. So they shortened the guy's name and then White Pride. And listen, I understand it. I love the one thing I like is that the guy who decided to change his mind and now name it White Pride was coming from a pure place.
He really was.
Because he really didn't even go down that road.
Right. He had the thought process live in front of people recording it for the newspaper. So
for me to sit here and have to defend the fact that White Pride is a bad idea, that's crazy.
Mm.
You all know it's crazy.
We wish every. I wish everybody could just
and stop with the.
Be cool well,
we
and understand
got
black. It has nothing
it's
to do with
the
it.
Television. We got this. We got stop.
It's 102.3 WBAB.
Stop. It's a bad idea.
Long Island Stuff on Rock Station.
You know it, and I know it. The guy donates enough money to have the building named after him. Yeah. Put his whole name on it.
Oh. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. It is 8:04. You know what's fun is when you talk about a story that has nothing to do with race,
right,
but was like ironically to do with race, and then it becomes about race. That's why they couldn't take the Roger T. White Pride Fitness Room and keep it the White Pride Fitness Room, because people knee-jerk to all this stuff. And the whole thing, just the whole discussion gets out of hand. Go ahead. Good morning, BAB. What do you got?
Hey, how you doing? This is Anthony, and I just wanted to tell JP that if the guy's name was Alfred Black, and he was from the Shinnecock Nation, and he donated that money, and they named that Jim Black Pride, they wouldn't change it, because the other side of that coin would be you're only changing it because it sounds like Black Pride.
They would have. It wouldn't. Listen, it's not going to happen. There's not going to be a Black Pride gym.
Sure would. It'd be
no,
the
it's
same thing. But they wouldn't go against it because somebody black would be against them saying it. Mm. Where the white guy is going to go, don't worry about it. Just take my name off. It's okay. That's the difference, because we appease to people that shouldn't be appeased.
It, listen,
we have a problem with reality.
I'm not, I'm getting bombarded on Facebook now. All of a sudden, I'm some sort of bleeding heart liberal.
It's a thing.
I'm not.
Look, I agree. You can't have it say white pride. I understand.
Right. So you get
but
it.
If the guy's name was Roger Black, and they shortened it to Black Pride, there is not one person who would say you have to change it.
I would. Well, I would. With this microphone, mm-hmm, I would say the exact same thing I'm saying now.
Mm.
Whether it was black, and that guy was like, he was a black, his name was Black from the Shinnecock Nation, like, and he's gay, transsexual. Right. Right. I mean, forget it. Oh my God.
It's 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. See how it's so hard to talk about race? Nobody can even talk about it. And it wasn't even about race.
In my days with a woman and kind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine.
2.3 WBAB, Double Shot Thursday. Roger and JP, it's 8:09. Rain now. Maybe some snow overnight into tomorrow morning. We'll see how much we get, but maybe an inch or two, and it should wash away. Tomorrow will be in the 40s. Well, what an interesting discussion the little middle school gymnasium or fitness room in Wisconsin has caused, because it was the Roger T. White was the big benefactor. They were known as the Pride, so it was the Pride Fitness Room. You put it together, you get the Roger T. White Pride Fitness Room, and it was just too long, so they called it the White Pride Fitness Room and made the change in front of the press as they went. It went in the paper, the internet exploded, and now they have decided it will be the Roger T. White Wildcat Fitness Room or the Roger T. White Fitness Room.
Wait a second.
Nice and simple. They took out Pride.
What? So how did they get Wildcat?
I think they figured instead of it's Lions Pride, I guess they're just going Wildcat. I don't know, but that's what they came up with instead of Pride.
You don't go from Pride to Wildcat.
No, because Pride is a group of Lions, but is a Pride a group of Wildcats?
I don't know, man. I would think.
All I know is they're scrambling to take Pride out, and they threw in Wildcat. That's what it says here.
This has got dirty written all over it, man. It just does.
It's just how it went. Wait, one more lady would like to make a quick comment.
Great.
Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Okay. Are they going to change the White House? You like that one, huh? Listen, this is Anna, originally from Lindenhurst.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm Ormond by the Sea in Florida.
Okay.
So I thought that was a good one. Who's this, Roger?
It's both
Roger
of us.
JP, thank you for listening down there.
JP, yeah.
I don't think it's okay to be the White House. It just can't be the White Pride House.
It can't be the White what house?
The White Pride House.
Well, and thank you for listening. That's very nice.
What? What?
Boy, oh, boy.
I've fallen. And I can't get up.
6 to 96. We cover them all, Ted, don't we?
Yep.
What does Stanton Raj think of all this?
I'll tell you what. We need more diversity. It's unbelievable how much diversity we need.
He gets closer to Giuliani with the impression of me.
Yeah.
I think, first off, white pride is something that we exhibited with the police department in my years in New York City as mayor.
Okay.
That's why me and Al Sharpton always bumped heads.
It's 8:11. Thank you, Mayor Giuliani.
He's like a toy.
He really is.
You just want to play with him sometimes. Like, he's there all the time. You don't want to play with him all the time, but sometimes it just looks like a good idea.
Just take him out a little bit.
He's like a toy.
Right now it's 8:11. Ted, how's
you're fun to play with today, Ted.
Southern Parkway, eastbound at exit 42.